We live in a changing world. Are you ready for the storms of life to come? I want to help prepare you for that in the next More Faith, More Life podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to a More Faith, More Life podcast. I'm so glad we could share this time together. I've been trying for the last few months to help people understand what could be happening in our country, what could be happening to the world, and it's tough. It's tough. People are so upset about so many things right now. They don't really hear what I believe God is trying to tell us we should be doing and we should be preparing for. So I'm going to talk to you about that today. Of course, I'm basing some of this off the booklet. If You Only Knew, it's a short little booklet and it's free. If you want to get it, you can download it free. If you want to buy it and have it, like I have one here, you have to pay for it. That not much. But anyway, we're going to talk about this book a little bit more. If You Only Knew, A Guide to the Clueless Generation and How We Need to Be Preparing to Confront Storms. Now, here's the difficult part about it. We're in some storms today in our own world because people are so in turmoil, right? Angry. People are angry and they're upset and they're fighting in department stores and running into each other. I saw one, somebody parked in a place, somebody parked too close to them in a parking space. Just they thought they were too close. Now, the woman gets out and goes and gets two shopping carts and rams them into the truck because they parked a little too close to them. Just angry, bad behavior. Just bad behavior because everybody's upset and turmoil, unsure of what's going to happen. And of course, we have many things going on in our world today. We have, and you hear it over and over, I know politics is already, you hear it all the time, immigration, crime, inflation. But there's bigger things on the horizon than that. Those things need to be solved. There's bigger things on that. And so in the book, If You Only Knew, I used the scripture where God told Jeremiah, he said, if you've been running a foot race with people, if you're running a foot race with people and they and you're worn out, how are you going to run with horses? Now, that's a prophetic thing to Jeremiah in telling him, horses are coming. Now, the horses represent bigger things, more trouble, harder, more difficult times, more difficult, more challenges. It's going to be more, in Jeremiah's case, it's going to be more challenging for him. And if he's worn out now on this level, level one, how's he ever going to go to level two? How is he going to run against horses? And I tried to explain from a spiritual point of view, too, that it's very possible that we have not seen an unleashing of more spirits in our country that we could. And there's a reason for that. We have a rich history, don't we? Christian history, church history, you know, all our universities from the big ones, you name, you know, Harvard or whatever, you name all those big universities that have been around, and they were all started by church people, by religious. They were religious universities. So we have roots that have protected us, and we've got roots that we have gone back to in times past that have protected us. And when we were in, for instance, World War II, people just believed that God was going to save our nation, and God was going to save us, and soldiers prayed, you know? Soldiers prayed to survive and thanked God when they did, you know? Well, we're starting, obviously, you know, there's a big drift away from that. I was talking the other day to some people about how everybody's downsizing God, right? We're downsizing. We want to be less religious. We want to have more time to ourselves. Church, they tell me, church attendance is off. They tell me the whatever generation it is in the 20s and 30s and like that, they're dropping out of church or they're not going to church. They've never been to church. They don't think about God. They don't pray. And so this is not a good sign because here we are, we're downsizing God and we're more stressed than ever. We're fighting more than ever. We've got big political problems. We've got problems in our country, big stuff that's going to catch up with us, the economy. I don't know how we're going to survive that if we keep spending money we don't have, printing money that doesn't, representing money we don't have, and borrowing money from nations that are talking about going to war with us, and yet we owe them money. You know, we owe them money. And so a lot of politicians don't tell you about that because they actually want to stay friends with them and keep doing business with them. But if you listen, we just heard recently that Russia and North Korea have formed a pact that if they get attacked or there's any aggression towards them, they're going to come together and attack back. So Now it's almost like a treaty they've made with each other, and we're not in it. And they are powerful nations. Russia's more powerful than North Korea, but North Korea is advancing. And North Korea might be even more agitated at us as a nation than Russia. And it's too bad, isn't it? Because there's a lot of great Russian people. There's a lot of great Russian people that love God and love each other. And they want to live and love and work and have families. But unfortunately, they're not in control of their government. Well, you know, it's the same way here. Our government is trying to take over in our country. So many, many things. More and more government control, until unbelievably we're talking about government educating our children and fighting. And it is a fight, right? Like, who's going to educate your children? Well, the government has their plan and their ways, and they've already they're already in our public schools. And so that's why I like our private school that we have. But this is all happening. All right. So what God says to Jeremiah says, look, if you're stressed, worn out, angry, afraid, anxious, broke. I don't know about his finances, but I just threw that in for some people's sake. Now, while we have all that going on, all this agitation is going on, but yet we still have your phone. You might be listening to me now, or you're going to go and Facebook, or you're going to go to TikTok, or you're going to do something with your phone, and then you're going to go out to eat. You know, and you're going to buy a bunch of things. The other day, Zion's here, our producer's here with me. Kathy and I actually went to a hamburger place. I won't name it. It wasn't as fast food as some, because they actually made it there, but it's still kind of fast food. And, you know, we got two hamburgers, two French fries, and she got a chocolate malt, and I didn't even get one. $24, you know, for the two of us. And we barely even do that. How do people do it? You know, I think that's what I said to her, who have a lot of kids. It's really expensive. And so all this stuff is going on, and we're agitated. We're going to go out to eat, and then we're going to come home and do what? We're going to rent a movie, right? Maybe only $2, $3, but or $5 or whatever. And we're going to do that, and then we have, you know, have a snack or whatever. That's the lifestyle. And last night I was driving through the city. We went to a meeting last night, and I drove by. Zion's here with me. As I said, he likes to play golf. We drove by a golf course, Zion and producer Zion, and it was packed. The parking lot was packed, and golfing is not free. You know, you got to pay. Somehow people are doing it, but they're so agitated. They're so angry, as though life is so tough, but yet we have all this things. We're living better than anybody else in the whole world, but we're agitated. So we would kind of say that today, wouldn't we? Maybe God is telling us something, saying, you know, if you're worn out now and afraid now and angry now and upset at your husband, wife, kids, job, church. Of course, that's where my life is, and pastors, angry at pastors, and all kinds of things going on. What are you going to do if it gets harder? What are you going to do if a war breaks out? What are you going to do if there's a cyber war? What are you going to do if the stock market crashes? Some people predict it will. What are you going to do if you can't make it running with people and you're angry at people? What are you going to do then? And God uses the picture of big horses being released, and it gets worse. What if there's spirits even that we have not experienced yet? Because some people believe they have a theory, and it's a good one based on the book of Daniel, where Daniel prays and the angel comes. But he says, it took me 3 weeks to get here because I had to fight spirits. I had to fight to get here, the spirits over that land. And so some people believe that each country kind of has its own, you know, there's one God, but there's a lot of evil spirits and powers of darkness over regions of the world. Some people believe that. If that be true, then the more we have this influx of other people with other religions, they're bringing with us their spirits, you know, that we're not familiar with maybe. And so they're coming into our country. Now they're over our country too. We got to deal with that. And are we prepared? If we're strung out now, are we prepared for anything? What if it gets worse? And so that's what God's telling Jeremiah. If the storm is coming, but Jeremiah, you need to be ready for it. You're not ready for it. And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say to America, I'm trying to say to the American people, I'm trying to say to politicians, I'm trying to say to the pastors, prepare your people like God is trying to prepare Jeremiah. If we're stressed, if our sermons are all about how terrible life is and how We're trying to just get people to hang on, get through. You know, God loves you in spite of everything. And, you know, just accept yourself. You're real. You know, God loves you in spite just the way you are. And you're not a bad person. And poor you. If that's where we are now, what are these poor people that are so beat up by life and by relationships? They're so beat up and angry. They're blaming everybody. They're victims. What are we going to do if an unleash of stallions, spiritual stallions, or nations, war, nuclear war, what are we going to do? So we're unprepared. So in my opinion, pastors should be preparing their people to run with horses because we're barely making it now with people. We're upset and angry. So that's what God is trying to say to them, and we can do it in a prophetic way, although I don't want to say God told me, because this is not absolute. We're confronting the storms early, and that's what I advise you to do. I advise you to confront your own storms early, that you can be strong in the Lord. Your faith, that's what we're talking about, more faith produces more life. You're walking by faith. You're not going to fear. You're going to be stable. You're not going to fall apart. You're not going to be angry at stupid things. You're not going to be angry at people that really didn't do anything to you. You know, you were just looking for somebody to blame. You got to get out of that and step in and prepare yourself for what could happen quickly, easily, or maybe later in the future, later. It could happen. And that's what God is saying, and that's what I'm saying. You need to prepare for it. Let's say it could happen, but it doesn't have to happen. That's what the book is telling you. So it's telling that in this moment that we're in, that there is a way out. And God's way is the same all the time. It's that he's saying we need to prepare ourselves and start having spiritual revival. We need a revival of the Spirit. We need to stop searching for a church of the bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a short service, sermon's short, service is short, we have entertainment, we have softball groups, we got volleyball groups, we got lots of food, and we go to eat, and you know, all this fellowship, we have all that stuff. No, we need to focus in more of God, more. We need people to say, Pastor, give us more. Pastor, leader, minister, denomination, more. We need more. We need to prepare. We need more of God, not less. But that's not what's happening. And so we need to realize that we can push back a storm. We can confront the storm early. We can push it back. But whether it be war, economy, crash, stock market, whatever, that can all be pushed back, and we can enter in a time of God's grace, mercy, favor, and prosperity, and law and order, and respect, and honor, and for us, turning to holiness, which is people separating themselves, people wanting to serve God, not like, I go to church, but my mom makes me go. You know, no, we got to get rid of that and save our nation. The only way we can turn this storm back, which I believe God was trying to tell Jeremiah, it's coming. The stomping horses are going to come and try to stomp you in the ground. We have nations wanting to do that to our nation. Are you prepared? Do you know? If you have children, are you preparing your children in faith? Are you preparing them to know how to pray? To just flat be interested in God instead of everything ungodly? Huh? Come on. We're doing this for you. So the book, If You Only Knew, is trying to help you understand that. That's why I want you to get that and realize that we may be in a terrible crisis. Now, get this. I may have mentioned this on another podcast if I have. It's from the book. I love this story. I love the story in the Bible about Jonah. I've probably told it before. You already know it, though, because you know that Jonah, some people say, was swallowed by a whale, by a big fish. You know that. But I find very few people, even people in the ministry, people running churches, you know, on board, and worship leaders and choir directors, they don't know why. Why did Jonah end up in a fish? You know? Well, he didn't preach what he was supposed to preach. He's preaching. You know, he didn't say he didn't want to be a preacher. He didn't want to preach what God told him to preach. And God said, go to Nineveh and preach this to him. He didn't want to. You know why? Well, two reasons. The biggest reason was, you know what? He may have been a pretty good preacher because he was afraid and worried. If I go there and preach, they will repent. Well, he must have been a pretty good preacher. And then I'll look like a fool because I'm going to say 40 days and God's going to destroy and your nation's going to be destroyed in 40 days. Well, then they're going to repent and they're going to say, yeah, you're a false prophet. You said it'd be destroyed. Now we're blessed by God. God's blessing us, which is what happened. And he didn't want that to happen. He said, they're going to repent and I'm going to look like an idiot. So he didn't want to preach what God needed to have preached to save Nineveh. We need to have preached today what God is saying and need to, not just preachers, but people, you, us, all of us, need to start saying what God is saying. We need to return to the Lord. We need to start get interested in God. We got to start making fun of religion and religious people. There's lots of reasons to do it right now. We got church scandals everywhere, but and religious scandals. But you know what? We've always had those. This is not new. We've always had it, so forget about it. You know, if you're in a church or a place that's in a scandal, keep moving on. Life goes on. And we need to start gripping ourselves and saying, I've got to get on God. I've got to get this in my life. The fullness of the Spirit, the fullness of God. Because are you ready for a storm that you've never faced before in your lifetime, whether it be economics, crime, war, cyber war, whatever could take place. And God is trying to warn Jeremiah, it's coming and you're not ready. And I can warn you now, it's coming. Two things, it's coming. I don't think we're ready as a nation. I don't think the people in the United States are ready. Church people aren't ready, pastors aren't ready. But I've got something else to add. It is preventable, right? It is preventable. It's predictable. It's predictable because you can see how things are going. You can listen to the Lord. You can read your Bible. It's predictable. You know there are nations planning to do harm to us if they can. They'd like to. They'd like to have what we have. They want to be number one, okay? I don't blame them for wanting to be number one, but I want us to stay number one, okay? And so there's the plan to harm. And the nice thing about our country is we have been number one, but we don't want to take advantage. We don't want to hurt other people to do it. But there are people that will hurt other people to rise up and be number one. We got to realize that. Are you ready for that storm? And so here I am predicting it. But I'm also telling you it is preventable. That if we have a spiritual revival, it can start with you. Pastor, it starts with you. You go in there, stop trying to worry that if you don't get out at noon or you don't get out at a certain time, people will leave the church. Our church, you know what? We try to get out close to 12 because of the day we live in. Our church used to just go on, you know, we had long services. But I get it. I want to take the temperature of the people and help them. And I want them to come. All right, but I'm not watching the clock, and I'm not going to cut the songs back and say we only can do, you know, 15 minutes of music, and if you don't get, and when 15 minutes is up, we're done. No, we might go 40 minutes. We might go 45. Last Sunday, I think we went 50 minutes, almost an hour worth of worship. All right, we're not going to do that every week. We might do it a few times. We might not, okay? We've got to get on a focus that's getting God over with is not the focus of our life so we can go do something more fun or more important. It's too dangerous now. It's too dangerous. So we need men. We need women. We need leaders. We need politicians to start. Stop worrying that you're going to lose constituents or money or parishioners if you really start being spiritual. Stop doing therapy. Stop being Sigmund Freud, right? That teaches us how to blame everybody else, right? No, I do. I carry a Bible. I want to use it. They carry a Bible. You believe in the Bible? Let's use it. I'm trying to save your future, and it's a tough job because people are so blinded. They're so distraught. They're so upset about so many things that they're missing the preparation to turn back a storm. Or if one lands, if in like the picture of Jeremiah, if these horses do come, Jeremiah is ready. He's not going to be stomped into the ground. You know, one of the things, before I end this, one of the things that's a great picture in the Bible is the two women, Martha, Mary, Martha, and they go to, Jesus goes to their house, and it's right, you know, they you got to feed people, especially in their culture, you know, you're supposed to feed and hospitable. So Martha's really concerned about it. She knows we're supposed to feed these people, and so she's in the kitchen cooking it up, you know, and where's Mary? Mary should be helping her according to custom, culture. Mary should be in the kitchen. And she looks out there, and where is Mary? It says Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, right? And Martha doesn't like it. She says, Jesus, tell Mary to get in here with me and help me. And you know what? Jesus says the remarkable thing that might fit you or somebody you're married to or somebody, your roommate, whatever. He says, Martha, he actually says her name twice, which and that is emphatic, Martha, Martha, but you are worried about many things. Now catch that, because she wasn't just worried about cooking. She wasn't just worried about making lunch or dinner. No, this is a woman who's worried about many things. And he said, but your sister Mary has got out of that. She's out of that worry thing, fearful thing, and she has calmed herself down and chosen the very best thing she can choose. Do you still need to feed people? Yeah, but it'll get done, all right? But she is at the feet, and it just shows us where we need to be right now. We need pastors, leaders, choir directors, worship leaders, board members, church attenders, Sunday school teachers. We need you to head to the feet of Jesus and spend time in the Bible. Get your mind off of all the things that everybody's so angry about today and fighting about and the bad, such bad behavior everywhere. There's bad behavior. It's not, and it's Christians too. Christians who go to church have bad behavior. Yeah, some of it's the worst behavior. And yet they still say that they're Christian and still go to church or whatever. Get free of that. I want to help you. So the idea in this book, the third chapter of it is, it's called Running with Horses. And Jeremiah has to confront that a storm greater than the storm he's in is on the way. And he wasn't ready. And God said, you need to get ready and prepare yourself so that if it comes, or in his case, when it comes, but if it comes, you're prepared for anything. Because you're walking by faith, not by sight. You have the faith, you're walking by faith. You have the blessing of God on your life. You have the Spirit of God in your life. You have the Word of God in your life. And you just got an attitude positive about God. It's a God positive attitude rather than a God negative attitude, right? Or we get the idea by watching TV sometimes that nobody cares about God. It was, you know, just some old-fashioned thing that weird people, you know, strange people. Pastors are weird people, strange people. Get over it. You need to be able to say, in God we trust. And people need to know that we have done our homework with God and we've laid a foundation that if anything changes, we're ready to push back any storm and win, right? And be able to say again, America, America, come on. God, we need you to shed your grace. Shine your grace on us again. America, the beautiful. So that's my message to you. I hope you get it. I'm trying to get other people to get it. Get this little booklet. If you can download it, tell you free. Get some other people to do it free. Get them to read it. I'm trying to tell you something, and it's tough because people don't want to hear what I just said. And they're not angry. They're not treating me bad. I don't want to get to that. They're not angry and treating me bad. It's just, it's not what they really want to hear. And there's so many other people saying other things and just soothing, and it's going to be okay. And, you know, maybe it's not going to be okay if we don't get on the right path with God. Stop downsizing the Spirit. Stop downsizing God and come on board to serve the Lord with gladness, right? And gather ourselves together in the unity of the Spirit. We will be able to push back the storm, and there will be a future for America. Well, thanks for listening. Remember, you can go to More Faith, More Life. And what I was talking about, there's a study guide that you can download for free based on this third chapter and what I'm saying now. Download it for free, and you can even look at it yourself. Strengthen yourself in that. All right? Till next time. Bye-bye.